الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم لا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. أصل بيان شروع کرنے سے پہلے چند باتیں بطور مقدمہ. ایک یہ بات ہے کہ الحمدللہ جب سے ہم سوازی لین آ رہے جس محبت کے ساتھ جس خلوص کے ساتھ اور جس دل جمعی اور دل لگی کے ساتھ دوستوں ہمارے ساتھ معاملہ کرتے ہیں بس اللہ ہی آپ کو اس کا بدلہ اور جزا عطا کر سکتے ہیں. ہمارے پاس تو وہ چیز نہیں ہے کہ ہم آپ کو اس کا بدلہ دے سکیں اور ہمیشہ کس محبت کے ساتھ اور آج تو بالکل کمال ہی کر دیا ہے پر وہاں بارڈر پر کتنے پوری جماعت آ گئی اور وہاں کیسے گرم گرم دودھ بادام والا اور سب ماشاءاللہ دودھ کے ساتھ ہمارا استقبال کیا. اللہ تعالیٰ آپ لوگ کو بہت جزا خیر عطا فرمائے اور یہ رائے گا نہیں جائے گا یہ تو بھی ریوارڈ بائی اللہ تعالیٰ. کوئی بھی آپ کے ذہن میں یہ کوئی مولانا آ رہے کوئی بزرگ آ رہے حقیقت تو اللہ ہی جانتا ہے لیکن آپ لوگ کی محبت ہے آپ لوگ کیوں سمجھتے ہیں اور آپ نے اس کی احترام کیا اکرام کیا توقیر کی اللہ آپ کو اس کا بہت بڑا بدلہ عطا فرمائے. آپ کی دنیا بھی اللہ بنائیں گے آپ کے دین بھی بنائیں گے آخرت بھی اللہ تعالی بنائیں گے. اللہ بھی انتہا قبول فرمائے اور پھر ماشاءاللہ اللہ ہمارے ساتھیوں کو بھی جزا خیر دے کہاں کہاں سے آئے. مولانا عبد الرحمن کو ذرا کچھ تکلیف ہوئی کتنی پریشانی ہوئی لیکن پھر بھی پہنچے. ہمارے یوسف بھائی محمد بھائی دربند سے آئے کتنا لمبا سفر اور بھی ساتھی آنے والے تھے اسی وجہ سے نہیں آ سکے. اکثر ایسا ہوتا ہے پھر ہم بھی ہمت ہار دیتے ہیں وہ نہیں آئے چلو ہم بھی بیٹھ جاتے اور کام تو ہر ایک کے پاس ہوتا ہے کس کے پاس کام نہیں چلو ہم اپنا کام کریں گے کوئی دین کا کوئی دنیا کا لیکن پھر بھی اتنا چلا کے آئے اور پھر جو ہے تھکے ہوں گے. وہ تقاضا تو یہ ہوگا کہ ہم جا کے سو جائیں جب اتنا لمبا سفر کر کے پھر بھی بیٹھے بیان میں. اللہ تعالی بہت جزائے خیر عطا کرے. ابھی پاکشپسن میں اصلاحی جلسہ ہوا اور اللہ کے فضل و کرم سے ظاہری نشانات کے پر بولتے ہیں حقیقت تو اللہ ہی جانتا ہے غیب کی بات لیکن بہت ہی اچھا رہا بہت کامیاب رہا. اس کے بعد ایک ہمارے دوست جو ہیں انگلش ون آف آور فرینڈس مولانا سلمان موسیٰ جی فرام پورٹ الیزابتھ ہی سینڈ می این ای میل اور اس میں لکھا کہ الحمدللہ بہت اچھا ہوا ہمیں بہت فائدہ ہوا. پھر مجھے خیال آیا he traveled all the way from Port Elizabeth to Cockstar I think 11 hours by bus alone. اگر ساتھی ہو جائے تو آدمی سفر کرتا ہے اکیلا اور بس میں سب غیر قوم سب کتنا مشکل ہوتا ہے. تو ان کی قربانی پر میں سمجھتا ہوں اللہ تعالی نے جلسہ کو اتنا کامیاب کیا. یہاں بھی اللہ جانے کس کے دل میں وہ خلوص ہے, وہ محبت ہے دین کی اللہ تعالی کی, اس کے بنا پر اللہ تعالی نے ہم سب کو جمع کیا اور یہ دین کچھ باتیں اللہ تعالی کہنے کی سننے کی توفیق دیتا ہے. پھر انشاءاللہ اللہ اس پر عمل کی بھی توفیق دے گا اور دوسروں تک پہنچانے کی بھی اللہ تعالی توفیق عطا فرمائے. ماشاءاللہ ہمارے بھائی شبیر جو ہے کہاں سے, ہاں وہ ماشاءاللہ کہا کہ تمہاری باتیں بنگلہ دیش میں انڈیا میں ہر جگہ ہم سناتے ہیں, اور ابھی انہوں نے مجھے کچھ باتیں سنائی, مجھے تعجب ہوا کہ اتنی میری چھوٹی چھوٹی باتیں اس نے پکڑ لی. یہ بھی ایک کمال کی بات ہے. بعضے ہماری دوست ایسے ہیں کہ ہر بات ہر چھٹکنی ہر بات پکڑ لیتے اور اس پر عمل بھی کرتے ہیں اور دوسروں تک پہنچاتے بھی ہیں. اللہ ہم سب کو توفیق کرتا ہے. So, and another thing by way of introduction, we are now in the month of Rajab, the 10th of Shaban. Today is the 10th of Shaban is started. And these are very Mubarak months, so great and Mubarak time that we are living in. Allah ke Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne iske liye dua mangi. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban. Oh Allah, give us barakat in the month of Rajab and barakat in the month of Shaban. What is the barakat of Rajab and Shaban? In my small understanding, barakat of Rajab, the main event of Rajab is Mi'raj. Allah granted Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam Mi'raj. And the Mi'raj, the whole crux and summary of Mi'raj is five times namaz. وہ ہے خلاصہ کہ اللہ نے وہ تحفہ عطا فرمایا یہ اور امت کو اور قیامت تک کا تحفہ. جیسے کہ آدمی کہیں سفر میں جاتا ہے کوئی لوگ تحفہ دیتے ہیں تو ان کا تحفہ خوش ہوتے ہیں اور ایک دوسرا کا شکریہ. اللہ نے ایسا تحفہ دیا کہ قیامت تک کا تحفہ امت کے لیے, اور ایسا تحفہ دیا کہ پانچ وقت کم سے کم تم اللہ سے براہ راست ملاقات کرو. معراج النماز جو ہے وہ اللہ سے ملنے کا موقع ہے. ایک روایت میں آتا ہے, it comes in one narration that if Allah Ta'ala becomes so happy when a person makes namaz and Allah is there in front of you and if you had seen Allah, Allah نے غیب کا معاملہ رکھا پردہ ڈال دیا تو ہم نہیں دیکھ سکتے اللہ تعالیٰ کو دنیا میں, بہت مشکل لن ترانی. اللہ نے فرمایا موسیٰ علیہ السلام جلالی نبی کو, اے موسیٰ تو مجھے نہیں دنیا میں نہیں دیکھ سکتا ہے تو, لیکن اللہ comes in front of a musalli and Allah is so happy. If he could see Allah, whole life he should make namaz. جیسے کہ کوئی آدمی کوئی خوبصورت عورت کو دیکھے کتنا گھور کے دیکھتا ہے, حرام بھی دیکھتا رہتا ہے, خوبصورت ہے اور یہ ایک عورت اللہ نے بنائی, یہ اس کی خوبصورتی اللہ نے اس کے چہرے پر نمک ڈالا, یہ اتنی خوبصورت ہے. اور اللہ نے صرف ایک عورت کو خوبصورت نہیں بنایا, کتنی عورتوں کو اللہ نے خوبصورت بنایا اور کتنے اس کے علاوہ عورتوں کو مناظر جو ہے آبشار واٹر فالس کہیں کہیں پہاڑ سے پہاڑ کے پیچھے سورج طلوع ہوتا ہے سن رائز, کبھی سن سیٹ جو ہوتا ہے سمندر میں ہوتا ہے, کتنا خوبصورت مناظر ہوتے ہیں. یہ تمام جتنا بھی ہے اللہ نے بنایا. اور سو واٹ از دا بیوٹی آف اللہ, اور اگر تم اللہ کو دیکھتے نماز میں کیسے تم نماز سے الگ ہوتے, ہو ہی نہیں سکتے. اللہ اکبر, یاد آ گیا, جنتی جنت میں داخل ہوگا تو حور کو حور العین کو چالیس برس تک گھر کے دیکھتا
ہے,
یہ وہ خوبصورت ہوگی چالیس برس اور آنکھ چھپکے کی بھی نہیں اور کچھ بھی نہیں, بس دیکھتا ہی رہے گا کھلی آنکھوں کے ساتھ. وہ پھر کہے گی کہ صرف دیکھنا ہی ہے اور آگے کوئی بات نہیں ہے, پھر اس کو لکھتے گا اور 70 برس 70 years تک ہی وہ ایمبریس ہے. اور پھر جو بوسہ لے گا اللہ اکبر, اس کے منہ کی ٹھوک جو ہے وہ اگر ایک قطرہ ون ڈراپ فالز ان دا سی ساتوں سمندر میٹھے ہو.
سبحان اللہ,
کون سمندر کو میٹھا کر سکتا ہے, اس کا ایک جو ہے اور اس کا آپ بوسہ لو گے تو کیا. اور اللہ نے اس کو بنایا تو اللہ کی ساتھ اللہ تعالی ہمیں اللہ کی معرفت اللہ کی محبت عطا فرمائے, ہمارے سمجھ میں آئے کہ اللہ تعالی کون ہے اور پھر جو ہم اذان سنیں گے اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر، اللہ سب سے بڑا ہے، اللہ کے بعد اللہ سے بڑھ کر کوئی نہیں، اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ، پھر دیکھو مزہ ایمان میں، ایمان کا مزہ پھر معلوم ہوگا. ہم تو آج پورا دن رینز اور سینس میں لگے ہوئے، پراپرٹی میں لگے ہوئے، انکم میں لگے ہوئے، یہ محنت کرو اللہ کو پانے. اللہ نے ہمیں دنیا میں خاص پرائمرلی اللہ سینڈ اس ان دس دنیا فار ون تھنگ، اللہ کی معرفت کے لیے، تاکہ ہم اللہ کو پہچانیں. پھر جو آدمی نماز پڑھے گا، رکوع کرے گا، سجدہ کرے گا، دعا مانگے گا، ہاں مانگے گا، اس کی لذت اور اس کی کیفیت ہی اور ہوگی. اللہ ہم سب کو توفیق عطا
فرمائے.
تو یہ مہینہ رجب کا مہینہ جو گزرا وہ نماز کا مہینہ تھا، اللہ نے نماز عطا فرمائی، تو ہم اپنے نمازوں کو درست کریں، کم سے کم پانچ وقت کی نماز کی پابندی ہم کریں، آگے پھر جماعت کے ساتھ پڑھنے کی کوشش کریں، آگے پھر نماز میں جان پیدا کرنے کی کوشش کریں، خشوع خضوع دھیان والے. اس پر ایک بات یاد آگے، قرآن شریف میں اللہ نے فرمایا وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَٰنِ، جو اللہ تعالیٰ کا ذکر سے منہ پھیرے گا، اللہ کو یاد نہیں کرے گا، اللہ کے احکامات کی طرف متوجہ نہیں ہوتا، دھیان نہیں کرتا ہے اللہ کے حکم کیا ہے، نہ اللہ نماز کو نہ قرآن کو وہ دیکھتا ہے.
انگریزی
میں
پورا، اچھا انگلش والے جی زیادہ تر انگلش والے تو دوسرے ہیں نا، ان کو سمجھ نہیں آتا.
اچھا انگلش میں کر، اچھا بارس انگلش میں
ٹرانسلیشن
نہیں نہیں اس ٹرانسلیشن میں مزہ آتا. ٹرانسلیشن کا ایسا ہے، حضرت مولانا محمد عمر صاحب پالن پوری رحمتہ اللہ علیہ سے if it itches you somewhere and you want to scratch and even if you ask your wife to scratch for you, sometimes in the back your hand can't reach, you say just scratch for me, but her scratching and your own scratching is a difference. You scratch, that itch moves here, now you want it a little more hard, now you want it a little soft. When you do it, you know exactly how you want it. If somebody else does it, it's like, so learn, listening to a bayan direct is like scratching yourself.
Exactly.
And if you learn by listen by translation, like somebody else is scratching you. So inshallah, okay, we speak in English inshallah. Sabta, all understand English?
Inshallah.
Woh dukaan mein to sab samajhte hai. Yahan mandir mein phir woh baat samajh mein nahi aati. Aur jo Urdu nahi samajhte, those who don't understand Urdu, ہندی فلم تو سمجھتے ہیں لیکن بیان نہیں سمجھتے. So what was I saying?
What? نماز صلاح نماز کی شب شب رجب
جو the month of رجب was for نماز. Yeah, to concentration and devotion. Ha, وَمَنْ يَعَشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ, those who don't make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says نُقَيِّدُ لَهُ شَيْطَانِ, we fix a shaitan for them. فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ, then he's your friend, close friend, all the time with a friend that is all the time with you. Today nobody is like that. All night you with your wife, but in the day your wife is not with you in the shop. And those who are in the shop with you all the time in the office, at night they not with you. But when you don't make the zikr of Allah, Allah puts a shaitan with you and is with you all the time, day and night. So what's the condition of that person جس کے ساتھ شیطان لگا ہوا, what will be his condition? فَهُوَ لَهُ الْقَرِينُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَصُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ, that shaitan then, they stop him from the path of Allah, they don't let him go, namaz they stop him, everything else they stop him. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَصُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, and they thinking we are right. How many people, namaz they don't read, they no deen in their life, no sunnah, but we are right, you people are backwards, you are people are all old fashioned, backward people, we know what we are doing, new zamana, you must be fitting in the new zamana. Also one aspect of this is, somebody for example is not making namaz far from deen, now some effort was made, he started making namaz also, but then what shaitan keeps you just on namaz, outward namaz. Reality of namaz, he doesn't let you come on there. And you think I got hidayat, I'm making five times namaz, tahajjud also I'm making. Ishraq, chashr also I'm making. But there isn't the inside of namaz, unless it taalluk nahi hai. Just the outside. Like for example, if you go and buy walnuts, akhrot, in the shelf, You bought 1 kilo. When you came home, you're happy, walnut, very good, good for the brains. What the cheap cheese hai. But now when you open it, nothing inside. Aapko kitna gussa aayega. Yes, this man, he gave me dhoka. He gave me empty all across. Or you bought badam in the shell. And you, badam, very good also. And now when you open it, nothing inside. So it mustn't happen. Our namaz is only a shell. Inside there is nothing.
Allah. Allah.
And khabar mein pata chale ki hum to shell, wo uske bahar ki cheez, usi par humne puri zindagi humne guzari. And you think wa yahsabuna annahum muhtadun. Yeah, so to get the inside also, haqiqat, reality, wo hai asal cheez. When we were studying in Miasfam, there are some lucky boys also. So sometimes what they should do, so for some student, they should prepare a parcel. That it came from home. And nice, wrapper, everything. But inside, all rubbish they put inside. Now when he opened it, and his happy parcel came from him. Biryani must be there, chicken must be there, some biscuits. They're so happy. But when he opened it, all rubbish. So it mustn't happen, our namaz right there. The wrapper is very nice, the form of namaz, ruku, sajda, everything. But inside, all bad thoughts. Thoughts of dunya, haram thoughts. So it's all rubbish inside. So it's very, very important, haqiqat also comes. So our namaz, we make our, must get on to making 5 times namaz. And then, what jamaat also. Then reality also. Then our qaza umri also. How many of us, how many namazes? Hey, our of life namazes, there are so many namazes that are qaza. Until we don't pay the faras to Allah, nafil, it doesn't cut the ice. It doesn't. Like for example, you are owing somebody 1 million rand, but you don't even talk of that 1 million rand. But you give him, his children, you give them some chocolates and sweets. And you say, I'm so good to him. See, I give his children chocolate and sweets. He gets angry when you give chocolate. He talk of that million, didn't you ask him? Didn't you talk of that? And this chocolate is sweet, stock sweet, ice cream. What is that? So we give him nafil namaz. But we are not giving the fellas what we owe to Allah. And also your supplier, if you don't pay your account, he stops delivering goods, he says, no, you pay your account first. So we also pay our account with Allah. Then see what Allah will supply and what will come in our lives. Because we're not paying our accounts, we're not fulfilling our fellas. So the supply, Allah is not supplying also, but the haqiqat will enjoy. Islam is here to give us the enjoyment of Jannah in dunya also. But that will come when Islam is in our lives. So the reality of the namaz must come into us. Then the month of Sha'ban, what is the barakat of the barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban? Sha'ban, what is the barakat? 15 Sha'ban, which is coming now. Shab-e-Barat. And what is Shab-e-Barat? Uska khulasa jo hai, it is to make tawbah istighfar. Because a big month is coming, the month of Ramadan. Go pure and clean into the month of Ramadan. Like for example, somebody is getting married this Sunday, for example, here in the masjid, 11 o'clock, the announcement, nikah. Then he is working on his car, fixing up his car, he got his overall, grease, oil, and he come with dead clothes for nikah. Everyone will chase him away. How can you come with a dirty like this and that oil smell and grease smell and you come to make nikah like this? Big nikah is going to take place in Ramzan. And we are dirty with all dunya. Allah gave us 15 Shaban to take ruhani bath. Ruhani ghusl karo. Tawbah karo. Istighfar karo. Saaf, paak ho jao. And when you are paak, saaf, now you go into the month of Ramadan. You will get the barakat and the enjoyment of Ramadan. But if we are dirty like this, if a person, even when he got married, and now his wife, she's ready for him in the bedroom, how the bedroom is made beautiful. She's so beautiful, but you go with dirty clothes. She'll go in the bathroom, lock it up, she won't come out. This person is so dirty. So Ramzan's month is coming, what a beautiful, what barakat and anwarat Ramadan is coming. But we're going dirty. That's why many of us, we don't enjoy. Ramzan locked itself up. We don't enjoy Ramzan. Roza we don't enjoy. Tarawi we don't enjoy. Tilawat we don't enjoy. But if you clean yourself, now your dulhan is waiting for you. And you meet your dulhan. Dulhan, what to say, what enjoyment they're going to have. So Ramadan is beautiful month, but we must also, so Allah gave us, so the month of Rosh, the main first ibadat of 15 Shaban, Tawbah Istighfar, to purify and cleanse ourselves. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَان. Now let us reach Ramadan. Now when we reach Ramadan, see the barakat and the fuyuz and the enjoyment of Ramadan. In another dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. For Ramadan, oh Allah, let us be safe and sound. We mustn't, before Ramadan we get sick. Now we can't make no ibadah. Or, khudana khasta, Allah save us, accident. Now whole month you are in a hospital. How many other people, their Ramadan is spoiled also. They also whole day up and down to hospital. So keep us safe. Wasallimhu lana. Wasallim Ramadan lana. And keep Ramadan also safe for us in the month of Ramadan. Let everything go well. And nowadays, alhamdulillah, it has changed, I'm sure. Yeah, also we don't have a problem. But before I know, when I was small, Ramadan come and first night, jagro, masjid. Chant joyo ke ni joyo. What to jagro? Somebody put the fan on, somebody put it on. Somebody put the light on, somebody put it on. Jagra jagra Ramadan. So keep Ramadan safe for us. Not all this Friday. Kikla logo, the first night of Ramadan. But she, they start giving, fighting with the wife and giving her talaq. And phoning Mufti Sahib also. Mufti Sahib may be ibadat karuji. He also want to, but now you say, no, I want masala now, and now I want masala. You cause a problem, and you put in other people also. No peace of mind. So keep it afiyat. Ramadan goes smoothly. No problem. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And for the future also, all that we earn, let us keep it safe. Let us not lose what we earn. Many times, we earn a lot, but we go and lose it. You made a wrong investment. ₹1,000,000, ₹5,000,000 gone down the drain. The person you trusted is gone with the money. You don't see him again. So what we got in Ramadan, don't let shaitan let us lose it. We work for it, now keep it also. Allah give us power. The surah of the Quran Sharif I read is one of the shortest surahs of the Quran. Wal Asr is one of the shortest surahs. But it's so big in meaning, so great in meaning, that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that if no other ayat was revealed in the Quran, no other surah was revealed in the Quran, only Wal Asr, this was enough for the hidayat of mankind. So there must be such a great message in the surah that this one surah is enough for our hidayah. So in the surah, Allah Ta'ala says, wal qasr. Wow is here qasmiya. Allah is taking a qasr. Qasr of asr. Allah is taking qasr. The first question that should arise in our minds, why does Allah need to take a qasr? Allah is, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who can say a truer word than Allah? Allah is haqqul mubin. Allah is haq, the truth. And not only the truth, Allah makes the truth manifest. Allah broadcasts the truth. So why must Allah? We ask somebody to take a qasam because we doubt the person. That perhaps he's lying, he's not speaking the truth. So we say take a qasam. But Allah, there is no possibility. Allah is only the truth. But so why? The reason Allah Ta'ala takes qasam is to try and convince us. Like a mother, father, वो अपने औलाद को नसीहत करते हैं फिर कहते हैं कसम खाते हैं ये मैं आपसे कहता हूं ये जो तुम लोग जिनसे तुम्हारा ताल्लुक ये बुरे लोग हैं उनसे ताल्लुक मत रखो ये दे आर वेरी बैड पीपल डोंट कीप कांटेक्ट विद देम बिकॉज़ दे आर बैड पीपल सो यू टेक अ कसम टू कन्विंस देम अल्लाह हु लव्स अस मोर देन ऑल द मदर्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड टुगेदर ऑल द फादर्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड टुगेदर हाउ मच दे वुड लव वन चाइल्ड. Allah loves us much more than that. Allah wants our success. We must not go in destruction. We must not go in loss. A person, if he doesn't make profit, not such a big problem, but loss he doesn't want to take. If you lose your capital also, if you didn't make a profit, you invested 10 million, and things didn't work out, you got your 10 million back, you say, Alhamdulillah, at least my capital I got back. If you lose your capital also, then you say, oh, I lost everything. How sad you feel. So Allah doesn't want us to have a loss in life. And this loss, dunya's loss, there are many people who lost millions, but they got it back again. Many people who lost their health also, But they got their health back also. But if we have to be the losers in Akhirah, in the time Allah save us in the mosque, Akhirah, then what will happen? That loss, then we can't make it up. Nobody can make it up. So that loss Allah wants to save us. So Allah is taking a qasam, is saying. And qasam Allah Ta'ala only takes of His great, great creations. So if we have to think, zara is par ghaur karo, fikr karo. Allah ne wal asr, time ka qasam ya. Qasam of time. So time is a very great creation of Allah. Ye time jo hai, we are in time now. Every second is passing, it's time. We told Asr, Isha namaz 7:15. It's time. Bayan 1 hour, it's time. Everything is time. This time is not just by itself. Allah created time. And we don't think of it. And it's a very, very, very great namat and amalat of Allah. Time. Today in Ramzan, especially our youngsters, we want to pass time.
Allah.
There is no time to pass. Time is to make it valuable. But Hamare Shah Parmate Ji, jo time pass karta hai, wo time fail karta hai. The person who just wants to pass his time, he's failing time. Time ko qeemti banao. Time ko zai mat karo. To understand what is time, for example, you're at a railway station. You're on the platform and a goods train is going. It's your goods train. And now you can fill into that goods train whatever you want to. If you are living 50 years, it's like you've got 50 coaches. And now you must fill in that 50 coaches. Now if you waste your time, you are sleeping there, you say, I'm tired, I need coffee, I need tea, I have to smoke cigarette. And all other things you do and you don't fill, then your coaches are moving. Time is moving all the time. And they are going empty. And worse, if we are filling in the time, or all gunas we are putting in, all haram things we are putting in. And at the end of the train, you have to also jump in. That is your mark and your 50 coaches for 50 years are taking. Now you've gone in your qabr. Whatever you descend in your qabr, that is what you got. Now if we send empty coaches, if we send coaches with snakes and scorpions and fire, to kya hoga? So time is that valuable commodity. And at the same time also, where we make tawbah of our other gunas, perhaps we don't think we should make tawbah that we did not appreciate the namat of time. If there wasn't time, what will we, where we should we be? And also that we did not appreciate the namat of Allah Ta'ala and this great qudrat, this great makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, that we did not recognize time. Then another great thing Allah Ta'ala has given us in time, measurement of time, to measure time. This also is from Allah Ta'ala. We got 24 hours in a day. It's not we made it, Allah gave us, and to measure it. This we said, Isha namaz 7:15. Fajr tomorrow what time?
6 o'clock.
Then everyone know, you get up, 5:30, you make wudu, you come, you are here by 6 o'clock, you got your jama'ah. If there was no measurement of time, for example, you give somebody a loan and you tell him you must pay me back in 6 months. If there was no time measurement, how should we tell you must pay me back in 6 months? Giving you terms, 90 days terms. Where we would get that? There's also a namat of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah says Allah, inna iddat ash-shuhuri 'inda Allah 12 shahran fi kitabillah. Yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Allah made 12 months of the year when Allah created the heavens and the earth. Allah made 12 months. Allah made time. You say, I'm 50 years old. I'm 60 years old. Where, how you measure it? Allah did, but we don't appreciate. So time is a great, great. So Allah is taking qasam of time. Time is valuable. And then asr is time. You get asr watch also. Time. And asr is the time of asr also. Hey, after asr, sunset, next is Maghrib Namaz. Maghrib Namaz is after sunset. So at Asr time, we tell also one another, Asr no time take you, dukaan ban karo. Ave tayyari karo, aay karo, helu karo. It's Asr time. Sun is going down. And the sun at that time, Asr, it loses its color also. In the day it was bright, shining. Now it's gone yellow, it's fading, it's finished. So that, in other words, you got very little time there. You didn't appreciate your whole life. And everyone, mort is imminent. مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ انیس خان قادر وزا بہت جو بشر آتا ہے دنیا میں whichever human being comes in this dunya یہ کہتی ہے قضا موت tells that person when he's born میں پیچھے چلی آتی ہو I'm just behind you all the time ذرا جیان ہے keep it in mind if we have to know that the CID is just behind us that the police the intelligence are behind us کیسے زندگی گزرے Now, all the time you'll what tension you'll have you just get the news that there's a warrant of arrest for you our warrant of maut Allah took it out of it is issued to Malakul Maut already and 15 Shaban that yes Allah will give warrants again when pick up this one when pick up that one people will get picked up wherever so warrant of arrest was fixed so this so Allah Ta'ala has taken the time of qasam of the time of asr that means you got very little time left now don't waste time now hurry up prepare And then Allah Ta'ala says, remember, if you don't appreciate time, and you don't appreciate this ni'mat of Allah, and you don't see this qudrat of Allah, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي الْخُسْرِ Man will be, Allah is saying, insan, generally, all those who don't appreciate time, who waste time, they are in khusr, khusra, loss. Nobody likes a loss. Students see his report failed, very cross he is, very upset he is. Some students commit suicide. In your business, you made a loss. You can't take it. You can't sleep. That I made a loss. How can that be? A person loses his business, loses his house. And if you lose your family also. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't those who don't appreciate time, the qudrat of Allah, the ni'mat of Allah, and they don't use time correctly, they are in a great loss. Now think for ourselves, all of us sitting here, did we ever think of time as the great qudrat of Allah? Did we ever think time is a great ni'mat of Allah? Do we use our time properly? Our time we have to use it to make our akhirah. Give one example, if there's one person who's making great, great effort for dunya, day and night, and is earning also, lot of money, lot of business, bank balance, property, he's earning a lot. And there's another person who's not earning anything. He doesn't work at all. He's got nothing, no house, not even one teaspoon he owns, not even one knife he got, nothing he got. Now both of them at the time of mort. That person with all that properties, BMW, Mercedes Benz, he's going with it in a cover. In Swaziland, you can bury everyone, get all his property. At least put the title deed. You can't put his house with him, put his title deed with him. You can't put all his money, at least put his bank statement. He'll read in the cover, oh, 20 million I got. 50 million, he'll be happy. Aise koi karta hai. He goes empty handed. And the one who earned nothing, what does he also goes empty? To kya farak hua dono mein? جس نے اتنا سب کمایا اور جس نے کچھ نہیں کمایا جو خاص وقت امتحان کا ہے دونوں برابر ہیں کیا فائدہ فائدہ اسی آدمی کا ہے جس نے آخرت کی تیاری وہ پریپیئر فار آخرت وہ آدمی کامیاب ہے دنیا میں ہم نے جتنا بھی کمایا یہ دنیا کی چیزیں رہ جائیں گی یہ کوئی حقیقت نہیں اس کی لیکن اسی کی فکر اسی کی لالچ اسی کا دھوم اسی کا دھیان ہر وقت ہے آخرت کا کس کو فکر وہ جو مسلمان قوم should be such a قوم that we should be telling the non-Muslims پر ہم بھی ان کے برابر ہوں گے وہ بھی دنیا کے پیچھے ہم بھی دنیا کے پیچھے پڑے ہوئے ہیں آخرت کی کوئی فکر یہ this is the fikr that at the time of mort what so Allah says those who go empty handed they didn't prepare for آخرت إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ and those who prepare for آخرت don't think that dunya is not made One time, one very prominent family of Azadville, many years ago, I just came to Azadville that time. The family, most of the senior people have passed away. Only one person, I think, is left. The rest have passed away. So they were all partners in business. About 7, 8 brothers. Nice, good, rich family. Big, big businesses. But then they decided we should go separate. So nicely, without any problem. So they asked me also to come, just to be present, to see that no fighting, jagra takes place, everything goes nice and according to Sharia. So we went, they distributed, everyone was happy, everything. One person, and he's the only one who's living. See, in his life also, our Barkat Allah. He was a person, all knew, he should go to shop 10 o'clock. So late, others go 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, he should go 10 o'clock shop. And not shop, he should go to the masjid first. Then he should make his wudu, then he should make his namaz, after itminan, then he goes to shop. And Zuhar then is the first one back in the masjid. And he's the last one out of the masjid after Zuhar. Again, tilawah, zikr, all that. And he's the first one to close his shop. Others close 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, he should close 4 o'clock. Back into the masjid. So when they finished everything, then he took out this box in which we keep this A4 paper. Whoa, that ring paper, typing paper, A4 box. Okay. At that time, 20 rand note was the biggest note. So like you can say of 200, the whole box was full with 200 rand notes. And he said, this is not mine, this is the company's. See his honesty also, and see how much barakat Allah gave him. He was the person who made for dunya the least, and this in our time. I'm not talking of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. I'm not talking of awliya of the past. In our time, what I saw with my own eyes, I saw. And then all their eyes popped. Their mouths were open, big, big. And he's so honest also. Barakat in his honesty also. Barakat in his earning. Barakat in his time. Allah who makes effort for akhirah, Allah gives you in your dunya also so much. And those who are making so much effort for dunya, they had their little whatever, they had their prophets, they shared it out. But he, that was the biggest of all the prophets, his prophet, and cash, no tax also. All uplan money. Nobody, no share, everyone got, how happy everyone was. This is barakah. So a person who makes effort for akhirah, Allah gives him. And in his time, he's the only brother who's still alive. All the other brothers have passed away. Allah gave him barakat in his time. And so much barakat, when I see him, especially in Ramadan, he comes make tarawih in Darul Masjid. When he comes, he walks slowly, slowly. But 20 rakats he stands and makes. In his health also Allah gave barakat. Old man. But he doesn't sit and make his namaz. He stands and make his namaz. Till today. This Ramadan, we'll see what happens. So anyway, person who makes effort for akhirat. So those who don't make effort for akhirat, Allah says, innal insana lafi khusr. Now what effort must we make? What is the effort? Allah explains everything to us in detail. Illa alladhina amanu. Those people who bring the first effort of akhirat is iman. Our iman must be made. And we must have that yaqeen of Allah's Zaat, malaika, the kitabs, everything. And we have to have yaqeen of akhirah. I'll give one example to explain the reality of akhirah. See, I'm sure here also, if we are not going, but we know people go fishing. Fishing people go. So when you go fishing, then what you do, you got your fishing rod, and you got the fishing line, and at the end of the fishing line, you got a hook. And when you fish, then you take a worm, and you look for a fat, juicy worm. And you put it inside the hook. And this is a different thing. I'm just giving an example. But it is, ask yourself, is it jais, that living worm, that you put a hook inside? If somebody puts a hook from your mouth inside you, what's your condition? Only Allah ki makhluk hai. It's a worm, but it's Allah's makhluk. There are many other bait you can use. But to use a worm like this, and to make the zulam, and also just to fish for fun, is that also pastime in there? Yes, if you're doing it for your rosy, you are earning, you are eating, or you are fishing and you go sell your rosy, different story. But just for fun, you are just taking out the fish from the place, just for fun, for no reason. So anyway, so you put the worm inside that hook, and then you cast it in the water. Now when that fish see the worm, a young fish, small fish, the fish that goes university, young girl, young boy, and the fish see a fat worm, juicy worm, so it wants to eat it. So the old fish, the Nanima, Dadabaji type fish, and the Malisa fish, they say, don't go near that worm. Say, why? Such a nice juicy worm. Today all the other Western way of life, why are you people stopping us? It's so enjoyment. Fatiri jeans pay. And you pay more for the torn jeans. Hari jeans was the ocha pay. But torn jeans, you pay more. Half socks, you pay more. Yeah, full socks, you pay less. Half. So that lifestyle we like. Baal kewa kaate. Ne kewa shape na patte hara lag. Earring, ya an paye bhe. That is now something great. Earring in the nose, for men. All this funny type of things. But that you like. So that kind of an art, you see, this fat, that worm, that fat worm. And all the lifestyle that we have got, our eating out all the time, and eating from takeaways, etc. All this lifestyle that we have changed, we have left our original ways, and we've gone into all these ways. We like that, so that is that fat worm. So the old Malisab type of fish say, don't go near that one. Very dangerous. They say, why? You are Malisab, you can't go. You can't go nightclub. You can't go on to all this. Now you are stopping us also. So he said, no, you don't know. Inside that worm, there is a hook. And they're going to hook you on that hook. You're going to get caught. Then that fisherman will let you play in the water a little while. Then afterwards, he'll pull you out. And that fisherman has come with four of his friends. They are five. Whole weekend they came for fishing. And they are Indian fishermen. So they brought their mari masala and all that also. After they take you out of the water, then they got a knife, they will cut you. And they will take out all your insides. Your eyes, they will gouge it out. And all your ferns, they will cut it. They came with their cats and dogs also. All that they will throw to the cats and dogs. Cats and dogs will eat it. And then after they cut you up, then they will slice you into pieces. Then they put all the masalas properly, the proper masalas in there. Then they will burn a fire. Either they bring firewood or they brought their gas stove or whatever. They will make a fire. And then they will put a frying pan on top. Then they will put oil inside that frying pan. And when that oil is hot, hot, sizzling hot, then one piece they will put you into that hot oil. And after that they will start eating it. There are five of them, each one got 5, 10 fingers. Between 50 fingers they make your pieces. And they put you in their mouth. Each one got 32 teeth. 160 teeth they're going to bite you. Chaba chaba ke, mujhe khatam kar. Pieces, piece, find it. Then you go into the intestines. The big intestine, the small intestine. And where are you going to come out from? My darling little fish, I can't even tell you from where you come. And with what sounds you will come. And with what smells you will come. That will be your condition. Now the small fish gets worried. What Malisa is saying is right. I must be worried. What Nani Ma Dada Bhaji say to Vicharu. University, they don't teach all this. But what they learned university, must do research. Mustn't just accept what people say. Do halu ke ke te hamashni maani le. Apne aaje tactics, experiment karwane. Research karwane. Research samana now. We will go on the internet and we will go to OSHA, Google, and then we will see all this, whether it is there, all this happening or not. So then, now the small fish say, I will experiment first. I will do research. So where it's doing research? In the water. That is there frying pan, is there dogs and cattle? Ye ho raha hai to bahar. Aur research kar rahe paani ke andar. Ye tamam jo Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam Allah ne, wo to aakhirat mein. Aur research kar rahe duniya mein. जहाँ नहीं है वहाँ रिसर्च कर और जहाँ है वहाँ जा नहीं सकते आप. You can't go there and research for yourself. And then secondly, now that is a new scientist type of fish. He say you talking of fire. Almaru yaqisu ala nafsi. Everyone thinks according to his own brain. He say how can a fire burn in water? You saying they got a gas stove fire and the fish only lives in the water. He can't think outside the water. But according to the fish, there is no life outside the water. Life is only. So they, how can a fire burn here? And you say, if this is happening outside, there is no life outside. According to the fish, life is only in the water. There is no life outside. So I reject what you say. You people are old-fashioned, old India ke aula, tamne ke aur tu ni, yame to yeh university ma bhani. We are studying here in university, yame hamne hantu jaane. Tamo ho jaano. तमु तो दुहार लोगों से कई परेला भनेला भी कई नहीं कि तमु हो जाना reject everything. Then he goes and take a small bite. Nothing happens. He says, you see, I told you, nothing happens. Then slowly it goes and takes a big bite. Now it's hooked on. Now everything it sees, it happens exactly as they had explained. Now it gets pulled out of the water. Now they are cutting it out. Now they're taking out the eyes. Now they're putting it in the frank. Wallah, Allah ki qasam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us everything what is going to happen in the qabr and akhirah.
Allah.
Jaise karni, waise bharni. Na maane to karke de. Jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai. Na maane to marke. This is reality. So iman on these things, life of akhirah. That what my condition will be in the qabr. What my condition will be in akhirah. Don't just be worried of dunya. Ye to kuffar bhi dunya jante. Janwar bhi dunya ko janti hai. Janwar ko bhi achha khoraak khana milta hai, khush. Aur khana na mile to parishan. Koi danda lagaye to bhaage. Koi khana de to aaye. Ye to janwar ki zindagi, kafiron ki zindagi hai. Musalman, we should be worried of akhirah. So this iman we must have. Phir another aspect, there are many aspects of iman. We can't speak everything. Just few aspects. For example, there is a railway station. And then there is a train that is on the railway station. And whole night is standing. It's going to go in the morning. There's no train in Swaziland, but for example, from Swaziland, Jobati train, Kale Havarna, Atwaja Upar. So the train is standing there. And under that train, there is a dog sleeping. Fast asleep also. All night. So in the morning, the dog wakes up. Now when it wakes up, it's still a little groggy, not fresh. So it walks slowly. Just then the train also starts moving. So now what the dog thinks, whole night I was sleeping, the train stood still. I started moving, the train started. I'm making the train move. After a little while, the dog gets a little fresh. Now it starts picking up speed. Train also picks up speed. The dog gets more fresh. Now it starts running faster. Train also is going faster. But how long is the dog going to run? Very soon it's going to be tired. It will go on the side, sit down. Or maybe the train runs over it and kills it also. And the train will go 1,000 kilometers, 1,500 kilometers. The train will... Yahi hamari zehniyat hai. We are thinking, main dukaan chala raha hun, main meri family ko khila raha hun. That as long as when I open the shop, I earn. I see, give my family, everyone. Kitne, how many people before us qabar mein chale gaye? Kya unki family bhook se mar gayi? Khate rahe, zindagi unki chalti rahi, koi farak nahi. Yeah, for example, people, there must be people in Swaziland, 20 years already. Aise bhi log honge, 20 years yahan Swaziland. 20 years ago, there weren't all the streets, buildings, the hundo. People speak of those days, corrugated roads. Sand roads, everything, roads were not so good. And the people who were in charge at that time, they said, if I don't go and work on the roads, how will the cars move? What will happen? Wo sab qabar mein chale gaye, unke badle mein highway aake, freeway aake. Those people who thought their motor cars, that if we don't fix up our motor cars, we don't take it mechanic, garage people, the mechanic thought, if I don't fix up motor car, uske badle mein aeroplane aake. Kaise kaise aeroplane aage, what and what. So insan, kutta, jaise, like the dog, he thinks I'm doing everything. Woh mar jata hai, thak jata hai, baith jata hai, dunya apne chaal par chal rahi hai. And dunya is making tarakki all the time. Jo dunya 50 saal pehle thi, 50 years ago, aur aaj ki dunya, zameen aasman ka farak. Aur 100 years, and 100 years is not such a long time. Jo Adam alayhi salam, dada Adam ka zamana, aur aaj ka zamana kitna farak aa gaya. So we all will get tired and we'll get fixed. And we'll go away. To iman is par ke main nahi karta hu, karne wali zaat wo hai. Sirf bolne ki baat nahi, sirf maanne ki baat nahi. Uski yaqeen, uska yaqeen jo hai dil mein hona chahiye. Otherwise we all think we are doing everything. I'm running my family, I'm running my business. Kit roz aana people are dying. The dunya is carrying on. Our forefathers, when they came, little small shop. Aage dukaan, peeche makaan, usi mein. Saath mein rehte. Kitne log aaj, jo India se aate, Bangladesh se aate, choti si dukaan, dukaan hi mein rehte hai. Sab kuch wahi karte hai. To ye hai, asal mein jo hai, kamai jo hai, akal ki baat ke Allah karne waali. Wo yaqeen pehra. Illa alladheena aamanu. And when that yaqeen will come, وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ تو آدمی نیک کام بھی کرے. اَمَانِ وَإِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ نیک کام کرے. کام بھی کرے, جیسے کہ جماعت برادرز, ہماری کامیابی اعمال میں ہے. لیکن اس کو صحیح پروناؤنس کرنا چاہیے آمال. کوئی یوں پروناؤنس کرتے ہماری کامیابی آمال کہ مال زیادہ ہو تو اس میں ہماری کامیابی, تو مال کے آنے میں کامیابی نہیں کہ ہماری کامیابی آمال نہیں آمال میں ہماری کامیابی دین ڈیڈز آف دین نماز روزہ اللہ کے احکامات کو پورا اس میں ہماری کامیابی ہے. اور دوسری بات یہ ہے کہ کامیابی مال میں نہیں ہے, کامیابی اعمال میں ہے. کبھی ہم وہ ہم سوئے ہوئے ہیں انہوں نے کہا کہ ہماری اور پوری زندگی پوری انسانیت کی کامیابی اعمال میں, ہم نے نہیں سنا, ہم نے صرف مال میں سنا کہ ہماری اور پوری انسانیت کی کامیابی مال میں ہے. اور یہ اچھی جماعت ہے, یہ مال کی دعوت دیتے ہیں اور یہ جو ہمیں چاہیے تو ہم بھی چلو نکلو مال ملے گا, یہ جو دعوت دیتے ہیں مال کی, مال کی نہیں اعمال کی. تو ہماری کامیابی اعمال میں ہے اور مال میں نہیں. اور دوسری بات یہ ہے کہ اعمال صالحہ اچھے اعمال برے اعمال میں نہیں, ہماری آوت کا سکسیس از ان گڈ ڈیڈز ناٹ ان بیڈ ڈیڈز, دیٹ یو ڈو ڈیڈز بٹ یو ہیو ٹو ڈو دا کریکٹ ڈیڈز. فار ایگزامپل نماز ہم پڑھتے ہیں, وی آر پرفارمنگ نماز, بٹ اف وی آر میکنگ نماز ود آؤٹ اخلاص تو نماز تو پڑھتے ہیں بٹ نو اخلاص, دیٹ از زیرو. اینڈ اف یو میک ہول لائف نماز فائیو ٹائمس ایوری ڈے, فائیو زیرو پلس زیرو پلس زیرو فائیو ٹائمس ایکول زیرو, اینڈ ون ایئر 365 ٹائمس فائیو آل زیرو ایکول زیرو, میک اخلاص. تو یہ اعمال صالح, دیٹ از ویری گڈ یہ اعمال. تو اس کی بھی فکر, ناٹ اونلی ٹو بی میکنگ نماز بٹ اعمال صالحہ, اخلاص, ایمان بھی صحیح ہو. اف آور ایمان از ناٹ کریکٹ اور پوری زندگی وی آر میکنگ اعمال بٹ ایمان از ناٹ کریکٹ, اٹ مسٹ ناٹ ہیپن دیٹ ان دا قبر وی سی زیرو. اللہ سیو اس آل. ایمان, میک فکر آف ایمان آلسو, میک فکر آف اعمال آلسو, اینڈ فار دیٹ وی تواصو بالحق. تواصو از فرام بوتھ سائڈز, ٹیل ون انادر آف دی ٹروتھ. گھر ان دا ہاؤس آلسو ٹاک اباؤٹ یور حق بات, میک تعلیم ان دا ہاؤس. یو سی یور ڈاٹر از ناٹ ڈریسڈ پراپرلی, یور وائف از ناٹ, کہو. اینڈ دا وائف مسٹ ٹیل دا ہسبینڈ, ہی از لیزی, از ناٹ گیٹنگ اپ فار فجر, شی مسٹ کر کے فجر اٹھو, فجر کی نماز پڑھو, گو ٹو دا مسجد, میک فجر, ٹیل ون انادر دس از گون آؤٹ. فار دنیا سنگس ہم وی ٹیل ون انادر, فار ایگزامپل یور کرتا از اسٹک ایٹ دا بیک, ایوری ون ول ٹیل یو کرتے بہت خراب دکھا ہے گلاب نے کرتا, دیٹ فار سم تھنگ ایس یو نیو گیٹ اپ فار فجر, نو بڈی ول آسک یو ٹوڈے آئی ڈیڈنٹ سی یو فار فجر, ٹوڈے آئی ڈیڈنٹ سی یو فار ظہر, وے ور یو, نہیں, ٹیل ون انادر. It is a very, very important aspect for Islam. You be there and nicely. Don't shout at somebody. Don't be rude. Don't be harsh. Hari pakati. In a nice way. Muhabbat, piyar, edward ikhlas from the heart. Then the person will accept it. But if we want to have a holier-than-thou attitude, and we have to show I'm very pious, and I'm telling you, then jagrahima. Fighting in there. But when you say with muhabbat, with kindness, that person will also accept. And when you do that, you will need tons and tons of sabah. Like when you go for hajj, many people give nasihat. You did take your passport, you took your visas, you took everything, and pack 5 bags of sabah also. You're going to need a lot of sabah. In hajj, you are going to need a lot of sabah also. So you need a lot of sabah. When you tell one another to do good, then you need a lot of sabah. Otherwise, you go and tell your wife, you tell her one thing, she'll tell you 10 things. She won't leave you. And if she tells you one thing, you tell her 10. So a lot of sabah also do. So in the surah, Allah Ta'ala has given us a perfect, complete prescription for our success. Allah wants we must not be unsuccessful. Allah took qasam of time. And Allah said, if you don't appreciate time, and you don't see the qudrat of Allah in time, you will be at a loss. What must you do to see? Fill your iman. For that, go in jamaat also, where the imani talks take place. Go with Ahlullah. Ramzan Sharif, we have ihtikaf in Ramadan. MashaAllah, Bhai Shabir, other brothers should come regularly. And Bhai Shabir was saying that we come in Ramzan 10 days, it carries us the whole day. So I say, our Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to give this example that in previous days, our watch, every night before you sleep, used to wind half a minute. And when you wind it, it works 24 hours. It works 36 hours. So you come 10 days at tikaf, 1 month at tikaf, it will take you to the whole year. But wind your watch in Ramzan. Every day make your zikr, make tilawat. You'll see your 5 times namaz coming home. You'll see your eyes are under control. You'll see your anger is under control. You'll see you are preparing for akhirat. If we don't wind the watch, no battery. Battery is flat. Kya hoga? Kuch bhi nahi hoga. So try and do this, the Ramzan, try and come and spend there so that our batteries can get charged and we can, then the whole year we can carry on. Dunya kabhi hoga, Islam didn't stop us from dunya. What your dunya? Don't make it your object, do your akhirat. That is what Islam told us. Prepare for your akhirat also. So inshallah, if we do this in this way, that iman we make effort. And from iman, if a person has got, automatically amal is salih. And in order to build this, speak to one another, give da'wah to one another. Da'wah in the house, go in kash, give da'wah. Give bayan, give da'wah. And for that you'll have to make lot of sabr also. People will tell you lot of things, funny things, make sabr. To sab karenge inshallah. Inshallah. Try and attend all the programs tomorrow also. And Saturday, we have in the Islahi Jalsa for whole of Swaziland, in Manzini, to all try and attend there also. Ladies are also here, and mashallah, they are having very good programs. Send our ladies there also, here in Baban, then in Manzini also. Let them also take part. Sab karenge, inshallah.
Anybody wants to take that, they come forward.
So this is why, inshallah. And the fellow there, who put in the Shafiq Baba? Indian.
Indian.
Muskili with Baba.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا الله اس ہمارے میر جل کے بیٹھنے کو قبول کر اس ہمارے کلمے سننے کو قبول کر اس کو اپنی رضا کے لیے بنا یا اللہ آپ اپنی مہربانی سے اس کو اپنی رضا کے لیے فرما دیجئے آخرت کا ذخیرہ بنا دیجئے یا اللہ حسن خاتمہ کا ذریعہ آپ کی معرفت اور محبت کا ذریعہ بنا دیجئے او اللہ accept us for your deen accept the whole امت for your deen او اللہ give us deen also give us دنیا also give us آخرت also ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار أو الله give us all the goodness يا الله whoever is ill give them good health أو الله whoever has passed away أو الله شفيق طي one of our brothers in India has passed away last week all our مرحومين grant them جنة الفردوس يا الله grant all their family and friends صبر أو الله let us make حسال سواب in دعاء مغفرة always for them And oh Allah, let us prepare for that path. We are all also going to our qabr. Let us prepare for that, Ya Allah. Dunya's temptations and dunya's da'wat is 24 hours. Bombarding us from all sides. Allah. Oh Allah, let us give da'wat of deen. Let us give da'wat of the true success, oh Allah. Let us engage and acquire the true success. Oh Allah, accept us all for your deen, oh Allah. Oh Allah, help the Muslims of the world wherever they are. Oh Allah, save us from the treachery and the cunningness and the how the kuffar are manipulating us and fooling us. Save us from that, O Allah. Let us stand on our own feet. Let us stand for Iman and Islam, O Allah. O Allah, accept the brothers of Swaziland. O Allah, accept the brothers for the muhabbat and the kindness, O Allah. O Allah, let us all become united. Let us become together. Save us from those who are against deen and against righteousness, O Allah. Let us be all on the right path, O Allah. Give us unity, O Allah. O Allah, as you have kept our masjid abad today, always keep it abad, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Watub alayna ya maulana. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين